Tell me about the contemporary part of the story.
So the contemporary storyline follows two brothers who are on a kayak trip down the river. They're delivering their father's ashes. He was a shrimper who grew up on the river. He died under mysterious circumstances. The sheriff's department and the Department of Natural Resources says that he was killed by a sturgeon strike. So in the summer, the sturgeon will jump out of the water. No one really knows why they do it. But they're huge and heavy fish with this bony armor. They're covered in these like bony plates. And people get killed, you know, when they're just driving along in their boats and it's like running into a brick wall. One of the brothers is on leave. He's a Navy SEAL. And the other is in college. And probably the first person of their family to go to college. And so they have some friction between them. And they also, there's some friction between them about their father, who was, you know, slightly abusive, certainly verbally abusive and physically abusive to some degree, too. And they kind of have different perspectives on him that they're kind of, to me, I feel like they're battling for the history of who their father was, how he's going to be remembered, what his legacy is going to be. And they're almost fighting each other to find that as they find clues along the way, as they talk to each other and certain things come to light. So,
why are they taking the ashes down the river?
He grew up on the river itself in these float houses that in the mid-90s were all taken away as a menace to navigation and because they were apparently polluting the water. But he had always loved that river, and so it's a tribute to him, and because one of the brothers, Lawton, was deployed, so couldn't make it to the funeral. So this is like a tribute to their father to take his ashes down the river and then to spread them at the river's mouth.
What is the connection between that and Jacques?
To me, what's going on to some degree is you're seeing the past. They're constructing the past as they go downriver, who their father was, and also all the changes on the river that they've seen since they were boys, and then all the relics that are left on the river from before that. So in some ways, they're creating the history as they go along. At the same, then you're reading that what we think of as the historical timeline, and we're seeing the way that influenced the world that they are in the contemporary storyline. So it's not this linear path of history like we tend to think from the past to the present. It's a back and forth. It's braided, and it goes from one storyline back to the other, and you see the ways in which the time goes both ways in some ways. Does that make sense? And you're seeing also and that helps. It helps on a very like structural macro level, because in the contemporary storyline, they're going downriver, and the French, to a large extent, are going upriver. And so it kind of works in that way, the same way that I was thinking of this arrow back and forth, not time as in one direction, but time as a point with arrows on either end. Does that make sense?
Really, if you listen to modern physicists, they talk about time. You know, perhaps our idea of this straight timeline will eventually be seen like, oh, yeah, they used to think that, you know, the Earth was the center of the universe.
Right.
They used to think time was just going this way. I really think that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely.